Lawmakers today will announce the next competition in the U.S. Cyber Challenge, a program the government hopes will create a new generation of cybersecurity experts. The new program, Cyber Foundations, is aimed at individual high school students. The Navy is going to provide full college scholarships to the winners. Alan Paller is the director of research at the SANS Institute. He says there's already a competition for teams of high school students, but it's important to give all kids the opportunity to compete.
It's the first individual high school program. So there have been some high school team programs, but to play the team programs, you have to have a team coach and you have to get organized and have a whole support structure. This is an individual high school program, so any kid in any high school can play. And the reason that matters is we're finding that the schools that already have technical programs aren't the only place you find these very bright kids. One of the winners in NetWars was a 16-year-old who went to a high school that had absolutely no computer courses. So we wanted to have a program that would be open to all American kids, and it's working.
The U.S. Cyber Challenge is a nationwide talent search and skills development program to help fill the ranks of cybersecurity professionals. It's run by a not-for-profit organization called the Center for Internet Security. Now, the program is entirely online, provides 2 weeks of educational tutorials that culminate in a virtual competition. There are competitions for high school teams, colleges, and professionals already in the workforce. Paller says it's important for schools to join the program because teachers aren't equipped with the knowledge to teach these skills in their classrooms. He says Cyber Challenge is meant to complement classroom learning like athletics, but Paller says kids have fun with the competition and the benefits don't end there.
The kids who do well at it get these wonderful letters from the governor of their state. That goes a long way in their college package. This is not just a kind of a fun learning experience. This is a real boost to their collegiate opportunities. And even more important to some of the kids is that the skills that are being taught are among the most sought after in industry. They're not just security skills, but they're also system administration and networking skills that are really in high demand in industry. It both helps them with school and it helps them with career opportunities.
Paller says the U.S. has a radical shortage in very technical cybersecurity personnel. He says we need about 20,000 experts who can find cyber attacks and stop them. Right now, there are only about 1,000. Several members of the Congressional Cybersecurity Caucus will be promoting the program in their respective states. Congressman Mac Thornberry of Texas even recorded a YouTube video asking kids to protect our country and take the challenge. Paller says support like this from members of Congress helps raise awareness about the program.
Their main role is to get their states involved so far and to give it some publicity. Congressman Langevin is the chairman of the Cyber Caucus. He gave the first push to the program, and Congressman Langevin has actively gone to the schools that have participated and recognized the kids, which really was a hit with them.
Pilot programs in schools in Maryland, California, Delaware, Texas, Minnesota, and Rhode Island have been successful. Paller says it's easy for schools to sign up, and they don't even have to pay. The Cyber Challenge provided 5 states with grants, and others are receiving corporate support. And it just strikes me that this is another Sputnik type of moment to use the president's term in cybersecurity. And golly, when I was in high school, there was no such word as cybersecurity.
Well, no, cyber wasn't even, I mean, it was a spacey word. It was, George Jetson.
Cyborg or something.
Exactly.
Yeah. And if you look it up somewhere, the person that coined the term cyberspace is known and alive, but that's what we need today is more people that can handle this kind of thing.
And you got to start them young. I mean, that was one of the issues that came up during the cybersecurity business seminar that was going on at Fort Detrick yesterday, which is our young people aren't being trained in engineering and math and science like they are in other parts of the world. I mean, you're getting some, but you're not getting as much as other nations are.
I think the logic of computer programming, of dealing with cyber challenges, of making all this stuff kind of sing together is the kind of intelligence or skill, really, that you need to develop early. You know, they say certain skills, if you don't have them by the time you're 10 or 12, you may never be able to acquire them.
Indeed.
Foreign languages,
yeah.
Except for the exceptional people that can pick up languages. Some things you really need to start early in life, and this could be one of them.
And meanwhile, the story that Tom just read to you was produced by Federal News Radio reporter Meg Beasley.